Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
Good morning, mommies. And once again, happy Mother's Day to our mommies. We love you all. Okay, so I know we're excited about today's review, are we? Actually, excited. But, you know, from today's Sunday school, we were taught tribulation. So, you know that the review that we're having today is to prepare us on how to endure tribulations or how to go through it. So let our excitement also translate to that, right? All right. Okay, so we have our panelists here. We have, my pastor has already, Pastor has already said the tone. I can't go lesser than that. I'm sorry, ma. We have Pastor Mrs. Orewodowu here, as Pastor Ni said. And we have Sister Dami here. Welcome, Sister. Are you prepared for us, ma? Okay. Sister Dami, it is well. You know, this is different. It's not like worship. It's not worship session. All right. Okay, so let's say it's prayer, Sister Victoria.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you because everything that surrounds us, you orchestrated for salvation. You orchestrated for us to be saved. Thank you because this is one of those many opportunities that you want to save us through. You want to feed us. You want to water us. You want to wash us. You want to cleanse us. You want to bring to remembrance all that you have been teaching us in the past 5 weeks. We thank you for this opportunity to bring to our remembrance. We ask, Lord Jesus, that everything that will be said here will be things that would have landmarks in our souls. These things will go sink deep down into our souls and begin to orchestrate change. It will begin to bring forth fruits in us. We'll begin to exercise in all these things that we are going to speak today in the name of Jesus. We pray that the words will edify us and will groom us even to your glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Victoria. Okay. The first question is to Starry. You know, when mommy started, the emphasis was laid on we not being familiar. You know, there's a way we can be familiar with meetings and it will be like routine. Oh, this thing is happening, like Season of the Spirit again is happening this year. Let's just go and all that. And, you know, there's a way she declared open Season of the Spirit 2024. And I don't know if any other person felt it, but there was just something about it that felt different. And after she declared it open, she talked about how we should not be too familiar. We should not be familiar with meetings and that we should be expectant and all that. So I don't know, like, what was it like for you when she declared open Season of the Spirit? And when she mentioned familiarity with meetings and all that, what were the things that, like, ran through your mind? Did you see yourself in that place of, oh, actually, I have been familiar, or you came with so much expectancy and all that?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Laide. Good morning, Pastor Rose. Good morning, Pastor Moses. Good morning, Mommy Biodun. I've missed seeing your face, so if you are listening, we are waiting for you next week. Good morning, church. My husband, where are you? He's not seated. I told him that I want to be seeing his face as I'm sitting down here. He's the only one that will encourage me. And happy Mother's Day again to all our mommies, our sisters, because our sisters are also sacrificing. I wonder why they didn't stand up. You are also mothers in the making. Praise God. So happy Mother's Day to everyone. And our big mommies in the house, they are the ones that have done all the sacrifices. We were just starting. So when the Pastor Ni was kneeling, me, I had to kneel down because how many sacrifices have I done? I never do anything. Praise God. Happy Mother's Day again. Sorry, I'm trying to say all this to calm myself down. Yes. So back to the question. For me, when mommy Lillian came, of course, we know that this season of the Spirit is unlike every other season of the Spirit. To be honest, this particular season of Spirit was epic. When I say epic, I'm not saying the revelation and all of that. The Lord was intentional. He came to meet with everyone, even before the commencement. Like, we see all the prayers, preparation and everything. And, you know, so I'm sure everybody's heart was already ready or expectant to receive what the Lord was bringing. So when mommy Lillian came, it was more or less like connecting to what we've been expecting. That was how it was for me. Because from the moment she came in, as in, I was just seeing great aura. I saw someone that, you know, the Lord has prepared and decked with a lot of things to give. Not beyond the words. You know, she was coming with spirits. She was coming with angels. And I remembered when we were praying, one of my prayers then was that, you know, some of the natures that I'm trusting the Lord to let go of in me, I want the spirit she's coming with to deal with it. Mommy Lillian carries a lot of spirit of prayer. You know, sometimes we struggle in the area of praying and all of that. Just somebody that is prayer, you know, that was one of the things I was trusting the Lord to also, you know, take from her, you know.
Sorry, I missed the question. I'm not talking about prayer.
Okay. So, you know, it was, she came with a lot of things, actually, and with the angels that came with her also, you know. So when she declared the meeting opened, it was like launching every one of us into the provision of the Spirit for us as a local assembly for 2024. Like, all the different, what they call that, you know, those videos that have been going out, you know. There was already an anticipation in the air. Like, this season of Spirit is a pointer to the allocation of what God has for us in this year. So when she declared it open, I just saw that, yes, it's time to, like, you are diving into the ocean now, and it's time to begin to swim. That's how it was for me. Praise God.
Thank you so much, sis. Please, can we give a round of applause, please? Thank you so much, Sister Dami.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Lide. Good morning, Pastor Moses. Good morning, Pastor Rose. Good morning, Pastor Shegun. Good morning to all the pastors. Happy Mother's Day to our mothers. Okay, to Staffy's question. Okay, so when, you know, Mommy Lillian came, you know, like Story rightly said, you know, a lot of preparation had gone into, you know, preparing our hearts for season of the Spirit and ensuring that, you know, we get all of the allocations of God for us, even in this season. Like she said also, like, one expectation in my heart also was that the Lord would bring me to a place of, you know, just having that life of prayer like our mommy has. You know, when they come to minister, they don't just come to say words. You know, it's a ministration of spirit and a ministration of life. And, you know, over the years, we've seen it evident. We've seen it constant. We've seen it consistent that, you know, the Lord has indeed raised her as, you know, a woman of prayer. You know, people pray, but not everyone has that, you know, that raising, you know. So that was, you know, one of the expectations that I had in my heart, that even as she declared season of the Spirit open, that all of the allocations that God hid in all of the ministers that he was bringing, because, you know, you hear of people like serial, you know, chain smokers, chronic sinners under ministrations, and, you know, they'll just break free from certain iniquities because of the weights, you know, even in that meeting. So, you know, there were things that I was trusting God for that much more than the revelations, you know, that the Lord would help me to indeed live out this life, and that there would be a force, you know, even from those ministrations to launch me out of, you know, iniquities that I've been dwelling in. You know, the Lord can do that even through those ministrations. So that was how it was.
All right. Thank you, sis. Please, a round of applause for her. Thank you. You mentioned prayer. Like, it's actually evident that what was really significant for your expectation was in the place of prayer. Like, and, you know, while mommy was also talking, she mentioned the children of Issachar, like, that they knew times and season. And when we hear things like that, it's about watching and waiting. And, you know, in watching and waiting, you are meant to be praying. without season. And then you're meant to be obeying. That's part of watching and praying. And I don't know, maybe before season of the Spirit or during or after. Have you found your place in that place? This question is to story. Sorry. Have you found your place in that place of, have you found yourself rather in that place of watching and waiting? Like, and what are the exercises? What are the things you do to watch and wait? Understanding the season. And to you, what season do you think we are in? Like, how would you describe the season? How would you translate it?
Okay, praise God. Okay, concerning the children of Issachar, or the men of Issachar rather, you know, they said they were men who understood the times and season. And, you know, now the question is, how do you watch, how do you understand the season per time? For me, the first way to understand whatsoever season or allocation, you know, around you is following the leading of the Spirit within. Praise God. You know, the Holy Ghost is a spirit that has been sent in you to lead and guide you into all truth. Because I remember listening to Epistle Life, Pastor Kilanko referenced it, you know. Pastor Kwe was talking about our parents in the Lord, that you see everybody's looking all beautiful, and you start envying the person that this person is wearing a fine clothes though, and some of us, we are suffering. And you even hear it outside. Pastors are entering helicopter, they are entering all of this, and we don't even have money for transport. And one thing Pastor Kwe said was, before they started dressing that way, do you know the things they had gone through? Do you know the dealing that has come upon them to permit them to start looking the way they look? So when somebody is doing something, it's not left for you to want to follow after. This person, let me to go and you might not have the capacity to bear the weight of what to come after. Praise God. So understanding the times and season, first of all, is knowing how the Lord is leading you. Individually, of course, there's a way the Lord is leading the company. There's a way the Lord is leading the church. But you, personally, there are times of your life that the Lord just wants you to focus. Just pray, meditate, and trust me for direction. I will lead you and guide you. And that's one thing I enjoy, or I still enjoy it, you know, as a believer. Many times people will say, I'm going after, I want to go and look for a job, I want to go and... It's not time to look for a job. Go and concentrate on your iCard. Read it. When you are done, you can now go. That's the season over me. So when everybody's looking for a job, I know that it's not time for me to look for a job. Praise God. So you need to understand the leading of the Spirit. And of course, why are we believers? Why are we Christians? He said we are Christians, Christ-like. There's a calling to become like Christ initially. Hallelujah. So there is someone that will lead you and guide you into that. Secondly, we have our parents in the Lord. We have our pastors. They are speaking. They are declaring. They are declaring the season over us as a company. Praise God. And for you to understand what is actually going, you have to pay attention to what is being said. It says, how can they know without a preacher? Praise God. We have people that are course chatter. They are already showing you the way you should go. Just follow. Praise God. And you see our parents, our pastors, the likes of Pastor Tokpe, Pastor Laide, Pastor TJ. Like when you see them, you will learn how to follow. Sometimes they are in meeting, probably average, and the next meeting they are already talking about what Daddy preached at Canada. So meaning when they get home, they go back and follow those ministrations. Pastor Mike was talking about Mommy Ellen preached at Ondo yesterday. And when he was saying, I'm like, hey, Uluwao, I was only, I didn't even follow the meeting. No, we had prayer meeting, but even after the prayer meeting, there's a way you would go back and listen because you want to see what is being spoken. You want to follow after them. You know, and that's one thing that keeps them abreast because they are following our parents. When, Daddy came back from, when Daddy came back from Poland, or when he traveled out and he came back, and I remember Mommy Lillian saying that they had not discussed anything with Pastor Kwe, but the interpretation that came was that food. And this was an encounter Daddy already had. Why was he able to bring forth that, you know, utterance. It's because the spirit is one. It's following the trend. It's following our parents. It's following them. So it could draw out something. It could bring out the mind of the Lord because of what it's paying attention to. So in as much as we come to church, we also do our personal devotion, like listening to the Holy Ghost and all of that. Trust me, at your level, there are some things the Holy Ghost will not be able to lead you through or explain to you. That's why you have, or we all have, you know, our parents and pastors, our elders in the faith. We follow after them. You, by the time you are watching, you cannot say you are watching Pastor Rose and you miss it. You cannot say you are watching Pastor Lide and you miss it. You cannot say you are watching our daddy, our granddaddy, Reverend, and you miss it. It's not possible. Because you are following them, somehow you would know the season. You would know the times. Now, I remembered the beginning of this year when the declaration came about the appearance of our great God. What is season of the spirit team? What is the team? Why is it after this manner? You know, so it looks like it's line upon line, precept upon precept. We are just going because they are watching something, and the burden in the heart of the Lord is one. He has an intention. He has a burden. And that's how you understand the season. Right now, we understand that the Lord wants to appear. If you don't know anything, at least that one is a key thing. The Lord wants to appear. And the different ways he would appear are the different lines that are being painted to us. Now, you see Sunday school, they're talking about tribulation. We are shouting, I want to enter. That is one.
How to know. Okay, first of all, you talked about how we all have personal seasons over us. So that's one way to know what the season is about. Because even though there's like a season over us as a company, individually, there's also like a season over us individually. But it's actually for the collective goal. So that's number one. So the second one is how to now know the overall season, like the season over the company. You said leading of the spirit. And then watching our pastors before us. So I know some people may have the struggle of, okay, in leading of the spirit, like what exactly should I be looking out for in leading of the spirit that will make me know that this is the season? In what way? And also, can you please just enlighten us?
Okay, praise God. Yeah, so concerning the times and season, it's not just limited to the season of the spirit. Praise God. It's not just limited to the particular, would I say program? Yes, that we just concluded. No. The Lord has been emphasizing something even before the beginning of, you know, the program. Praise God. And that's why Pastor Kilanko, when he was introduced, he said, I welcome you now to the season of the Spirit. So it's now that we begin to experience the different unfoldings of what the Lord actually has in mind. So it's not limited to just what was preached or taught during the meeting. No, the Lord has been speaking. The Lord is still speaking, and is a burden in the heart of the Lord that the Lord wants to be spelled out. So by spelling it out, that's why we are having such programs. We are seeing every different local assembly, they have different meetings and all of that. But if you check it, the burden is still one. The intent is still one. The purpose is still geared towards salvation. And that's what we should pay attention to. So we are not just paying attention to the program. We are paying attention to the burden. What scripture will say that watch the end of their conversation. When you are listening to the preacher, what is the end? What exactly are they driving at? That's how you understand. Oh, okay. So this is my focus. This is what I'm supposed to be pursuing. So when things come, when you are faced with situation, you immediately remember that, oh, because of this thing that is being taught, that's why I'm going through this. So it's aligned. It's everything will just align because of what you are hearing.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Please, a round of applause for her. So if we'll have question and answer session, because probably some people might still have questions concerning that. Okay. So Sister Dami, you know, Sister also mentioned, you know, when mommy was preaching, she mentioned the encounter, that the maker had with the angel. She said Pastor Tokwetu, gave the interpretation of tongues about food, that they're bringing food and all. You know, there's a way this thing can seem very far for some people because they're like, every time food, what was this thing like? How is it important to me? Like, what was it? Like, how is it tangible? Like, we can't, some of us can't feel that tangibility of that thing. We can't feel it. We don't know. And that's why we may not actually know how to value what that food is or know it when it actually, when we recognize it, when we see it. So for you, what would you say this food is? Like, is it something you've gotten? Did you get it during Season of the Spirit, or you, is now you're just seeing that food, or just for you personally?
Okay. So when I first heard of the encounter, you know, mommy mentioned something. She said that, that even as we are hearing these things, one of the things that we should trust God for is ability to believe them. You know, even if you don't exactly understand it, you know, the whole thing, you know, don't discard it. Don't despise it in your heart. You know, believe it. And I feel like sometimes that's why, that's why the Lord confirms his word, truth, prophecy. You know, she was saying Pastor Tokwe had no knowledge of it. But, you know, like Sister Ara said earlier, the Spirit is one. And, you know, somehow to just make these things real out to us, the Lord would confirm it through prophecy. I think the last time Reverend was ministering, I'm not sure when, he was saying that there are times when the Lord tells him something. And sometimes the magnanimity, you know, is sometimes unfathomable. And he's just telling God, okay, confirm it. And, you know, it comes through prophecy. So, I mean, this is just to say that sometimes when these things come, it looks like, it looks esoteric. But, you know, even as we believe it, you know, we find grace to believe it. The Lord starts to break these things down. So what do we mean by meal? You know, just like a child needs food to grow, right? Like a child needs fruit to grow. If we're going to get to the end of this matter, we need speakings. We need doctrines. You know, when we're in the season of Christ, some things came our way. Maybe in a little form, some tribulations came our way. You know, at that level, now the Lord has heightened it. He's speaking everlasting things. The Lord is speaking things that pertains to our entrance. There are some things that he would also bring our way. But if we don't have this doctrine, you know, a lot of times we we see Mommy Helen, Mommy Lillian, our mothers, when they come forward, you know, they are not coming with revelations a lot of times. They are showing you life. A lot of times when Mommy Rose comes up, you know, she's talking about how to apply, you know, these doctrines in your homes. But then it's not just springing forth. Like, there's a root, and that root is doctrine. That root is this meal that we are feeding on. So we need to feed well. We need to eat, even as the Lord is bringing it, and trust him to, you know, to open these things in our hearts. A lot of these things we will not fully understand until when the experiences start to come to play. That's when you will now see that, oh, okay. So, you know, that thing that Pastor Emeka was saying, the Lord begins to expound it in your hearts and open it in our hearts. So, you know, these meals, they are necessary for us to grow. That's what lays the foundation. That's what becomes the roots of our actions in future when we come into situations. That's what helps us to know that this thought I'm taking, you know, one thing that's helped me is to know that as it's the devil that brings thoughts. These thoughts are not my own. I can reject them. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to dwell on them. Mommy Helen said something once. She said, sometimes we enjoy thoughts. And that's true. You like a brother. Mommy Helen would say, crush. I think it was Reverend. Crush, crush. You know, but sometimes we just want to enjoy it. Okay, what will it look like? Me and this brother in future, in our car, with our beautiful kids. You are taking that thought. It's not your thoughts to begin with. You should have dealt with it there and then. It would have stopped. But again, what will fortify us? You know, what will help you to see that this thought is not my own? This is how I should kill this thought, is meal. So it's important for us to eat. It's important for us to go back to messages. You know, and these things actually, they get better. I remember when I first started coming to church, God, Pastor Lida used to sound so high. I'm like, God, how am I going to understand this man? Like, this is my church. But you know, as time goes by, you know, it becomes easier to understand. I know that this is where the Lord has placed me. Salvation for me is in the mouth of my pastor, Pastor Lida. So it's important for me to stay here. It's important to wage war until I come to a place of understanding. And how do I come to a place of understanding? I pray. I read the word. I follow. You know, she was talking about how that our pastors, how they come to understand Reverend, really. It's not just by the meetings that they attend physically. They follow Reverend. So we need to also follow our pastor. Wednesday prayer meeting, even if it's just round up, 5-10 minutes, follow. Your salvation is tied to this meal that he's bringing. You know, Pastor Tosin was saying that the Lord doesn't just bring things to a church. It comes through the angel of the church that brings things down to the pastor of the church. So my salvation is tied to the meal that the angel has brought and even put on my pastor. So it's very important for us to stay and listen. I know that, you know, this season of the Spirit was different. There was a lot of breakthrough. I understood Reverend, you know, to a large extent, you know, and it did not just happen one day. I remember the first time I heard Reverend, I just knew that I had to be here. There was no way I was going, but I was not understanding Jack. I'm just like, okay, this is how we should keep listening. But it gets better. So, you know, let us not get discouraged, even if we're not understanding instantly, because we need that meal to journey.
Thank you, sis. Please, round of applause for you. That was really... Okay. Sarah wants to add something.
Okay, praise God. Just to put something with what she said, concerning understanding some of our pastors, I know it's a question that many people have, you know, battled in their mind with. Me, personally, I used to have issues understanding Reverend Busui when I was in school. When he comes, sometimes I'm like, is it English he's speaking? I'm like, what? I will put my ears again. I cannot hear anything. And I'll be wondering, what exactly is this man saying? And it was just, so I remember that I spoke to some of our big brothers then. One of them is now a pastor in Port Harcourt. And they just gave me that intercessory. Just go and download the Rainbow Seas message or convention. So I downloaded as far back as, and that was my meal. I just back to back Reverend Busui, Reverend Busui. I just kept listening. The next convention I went for, I think it was 2014. When I got there, Reverend Busui was ready to preach. I sat down and I said, this man, I will understand you. I would not lie to you. That particular convention, it was like he was speaking normal English to me. I understood to a little, you know, I understood a little of what he was saying, but I was so happy that at least I can hear the English, even if, you know, and from there, my journey to understanding Reverend Busui started. So, one key thing we should take note of is just stay with that message. Keep on. Scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's not a one-time thing. Just keep at it. Keep doing it. Keep. One day, you will hit a gusher. It will just become clear, and you will know that, yes, this is what I've been looking for. Just keep hearing. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Starry. Thank you, Ma. Okay.
Sorry, Sister Faye. I want to ask a follow-up question. So we now know the importance of, you know, hearing and following meetings. But there was, I think on Thursday, I went to a bank and I just looked at one of the tailoring agents there. And I just remember that we have brethren that work in bank, or maybe brethren that work in different, like, places that are very tasking. When I looked at the person that was attending to me, I was like, what if a brethren, I just remember some brethren, I'm like, how are these people hearing? How do they hear message like this in this kind of situation? You know, so I know that there are many people that maybe school or have, like, tasking jobs, and there are some people that have maybe also side hustles that maybe are running one more than one jobs. I don't know. But there are just people that are in situations where they don't really have time to hear. So in those situations, how can that person hear? What can I do? My job is, I'm a customer service agent. I have to pick calls literally throughout the day. I don't have time to hear messages. And if I say I should come back to another to listen to it again, there's no time. Because another message, they will be preaching another message when I'm supposed to be hearing the previous message. So what, in those situations, what can we do? Sister Ore.
Okay, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorry, I also want to ask another question. Are you running any professional course? Or are you studying? Do you have any course or something that you are doing with your job?
Well, there are people that do that, yes.
So how do they manage to do it and they will still pass? How? No, I'm asking, you know, people that have this question, also I'm asking this question. How do you end up studying for those courses? Personally, I believe that it might look like there's no time, but if you set your heart on something, you would do it. One thing that broke me, I remember when I was in school, I'll be inside Danfo. I don't used to read phone Bible. It's not that I carry my phone up and down. I'll carry my hard copy Bible inside bus. And I'll be reading it like a novel. Because I know that once I leave here, I'm going to class. I won't have time to study. You know, before, when you get to school, you pray 30 minutes, you fellowship with God before you now start. There's no time for that. Any little time. As in, it was during that my ICAN days, I even learned how to sleep 30 minutes sleep. I learned how to sleep 15 minutes sleep. I will sleep and I'll be okay. Some people tell you that if you wake me up after, I'll be having headache. Amy, onini headache. Because every little time I have, I try to maximize it. See, the truth is, if you set your heart on something, you would achieve it. Your job can be very taxing. You might have other legitimate needs, but which one is more important? Do you want to get to God? Or do you want to... Mommy Dupe Ima, I remember when they were still in books, she was talking about worship then, and you know, she was saying, Mr. Babs has exhausted you from Monday to Friday. You will not come to church, you'll be dozing off. He said, you have to fight Mr. Babs. I can never forget. And that was the attitude I used to carry to my office. Because I always behave like I'm in a battlefield. I'm worrying. So any little thing, if I have any opportunity, now it's already becoming a sin to put APC in your ear in my office. But the little opportunity I have, before I used to use APC. Now, if I put my wig like this and I put my earbud, you will not know that there's anything there. And that's why I have long wig. The wig will cover my ear. You will not know that I'm doing something. I don't need to put it 2 years. Just 1 year. Hey, what are they, sir? Okay, sir. That does not mean I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. But you have to be wise. It says that we have to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Because the adversary that we are fighting is also a very wise person. So you cannot afford to allow Satan to cheat you. Praise God. You see, whatsoever opportunity you have, make use of it. If you see that, probably in your workspace, you might not have time. Like for yourself, as an example, you are receiving calls, all of that. You might not have time to put earpiece and all of that. When you have break time, but there's no break. If there's no break, okay, you shall go to your house. You want to sleep. I remember because they told me that I have review. I could not sleep. 3 a.m. I was still awake. I was listening to the message. And by 5, in fact, my baby woke up around 4. I said, me, I'm still awake. You want to wake up? Better sleep back. I upped the lights. And I stood up. After I slept, I on the light again. I continued listening to the message. You can imagine if I can do that to listen to a message. Waking up 3. Then you do that. So you can, it doesn't have to be 8 to 5 during the period where you are active. You can do overnight. You do overnight to study. You do overnight to read, to pass exams. You can do overnight to also read because you want to get something. Except you don't know what you want to get. And if you don't know what you want to get, you have to start trusting the Lord to open your eyes. If you see that thing, you would do everything to get it. It the cost, Joyce May, I said what? The grace, the price is more than the grace. So what was the book she wrote?
What?
The price is, okay. So you can pay a price to get something. Praise God. You can do everything because you want to get, because you know you are going, you say we are pilgrims and sojourners here on earth. Hallelujah. We are on a journey. At the end of the day, let me make this canal example. I'm so sorry. May your soul rest in peace. The Access Bank manager or owner, MD, he has achieved everything in this world. In fact, I saw a video of his house. Very beautiful. He has hospital. He has everything. And now he has gone. Did he carry anything with him? All the professional qualification. Did he carry anything? No. What is he going to carry along now? It's what he has achieved in his soul. So you would look for what you are looking for. Whether you want enterprise, you want to have a name, you want to have a fame, you will choose your grace. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Tari. So in essence, our purpose on earth. Okay. Pastor wants to add something.
Sorry, I won't speak for long. Just to add to what Sister Ara said, I think sometimes we need to really be very sincere with ourselves. If we are sincere, we will do a lot of things differently. First of all, some people get involved in some kind of job that is is practically sniffing out your life. And because of the pay and the reward from that job, and the support. No, let me even start from there. So because of pursuit of career and this particular job is practically sniffing out your life. You don't have time for even yourself, anything. And then you're just like, this is the only job I have. Sometimes we need to come to a place where you must really ask yourself and before God, this job is going to kill me spiritually. If you need to, then you may need to seek counsel from your pastors. Some pastors, your pastor might not even know what you are going through. You should get to a place where you are protecting what God has given. What you have found by the word of righteousness that God has graciously delivered to a people. It's not everybody that is hearing these things. And you are working in a place where they are tearing you apart. I don't mean maybe 1 month there is a project and then your routine changes. But I'm saying perpetually from January to December, the job is, you are maybe traveling all over the world. Your timelines are too tight. You are becoming like a mad person. You may not take that very, ultimately you may have to resign, but seek counsel. You should be jealous about what God has given you. Are we together, please? You must be jealous. You want to protect. I am losing life. Your husband might not know what is going through, but you should come to me. So, not say somebody should tell me. Advise yourself. I am losing life on this job. I can't pray. I'm even talking about after you have done everything and you are still being, I know some kind of job will kill you. I'm telling you, they will kill you spiritually and kill you physically. You will have health problems because the system is designed to kill you. Take life out of, there was a job I was going to, and from the beginning, I just knew this job was going to kill me. The pay was very handsome, but I knew it would kill. I just said, Moses, you will die here. Not physically first, so spiritually, I will die. So we must have that attitude. Whether you've been there for the last 6 months, begin to take a self-evaluation. Is this job adding to me spiritual? You may be getting benefits. Is it adding to me spiritual? No, job will not be to add to you. But is it taking your life, your time, everything that you need? You need time. It's taking so much of you. You are becoming so disillusioned. Seek for counsel. They may ask to advise you while you are there, begin to look for another job. Someone I'm aware of, I won't disclose the name, was with the banking, one particular bank that was like a slave driver. Then he was going to get another offer. He got another offer, and that offer is involved in planning committee in EGFM. The way I have attention to that brother, you wouldn't even think he's a banker. Because he got another offer where the job is so, he works from home. I like banking these days, so they work from home. He works from home, maybe go to office, but he has time to attend to things. I don't know how he does it, but he had another offer that was paying higher. He went to something else. But this will give him time to attend to certain things and even his spiritual life. He comes for SOS sometimes. I'm just saying sometimes it will affect even decisions we need to make now and in the future. Are we together? Then finally, the same people that complain that I don't have time, they need to be careful. They have time to spend on status for 10 minutes. Sometimes in the course of the job, there is a time to your status. Before you know, 10 minutes you're on status. That person is not being sincere. That 10 minutes, you don't know how much you will gain from that if you listen to a message for 10 minutes. It's priority. It still boils down to what is priority to you. What are you defending with your life? So I think that is a clarion call for us to begin to redefine yourself. What am I looking for? That should answer. If another person should not seek for another cancer, ask yourself, what am I looking for? I think that should help.
Thank you so much, Daddy. So in essence, we need to redefine what it is that we are chasing after. Basically, we need to just redefine it. We need to, right now, we need to do some introspection and be sincere. I like how Daddy started with sincerity. That's the first thing, actually. He was actually talking to me, too, so that's why I'm actually saying it. I'm echoing it myself. So we need to be sincere with ourselves and redefine what we are looking for. Along the way, some of us may have started probably looking for life, but probably we got distracted along the way because maybe we were getting offers or things like that, benefits. So we need to go back and just redefine what we are looking for. Thank you so much, sir. Okay, so our last question from Mom Lillian's sermon. So,
at, like Sister Ore said, Sister Dami, like she said, anytime our mommies come to talk to us, when they come to preach, they always talk from a place of application, like the life, more than revelation. They always tell us how to apply what we've been hearing, you know, and really that it helps a lot of us that maybe sometimes the revelation is too high for us. But when they come, they show us the application and we can now understand that, okay, yes, this is what I'm meant to do. So, this is to Sister Ore and Sister Dami, but I'll start with Sister Ore. What instruction did you get from Mommy Lillian's ministration? I know you've mentioned prayer, like you were expecting that spirit of prayer and all, and also watching and waiting, but what other instruction did you get from the ministration? What did you carry home? Did that thing help you further, like going into season of the spirit, for other days, or it has gone beyond that, or no, maybe for something that before you've been struggling with, and then administration just came and helped you with some resolve and all that?
Yeah, praise God. Of course, we know that when administration is ongoing, you receive a lot of instructions, and many are for yourself. But one of the instructions that I know I'm permitted to say is the fact that, you know, she mentioned that there was an angel that is ready to dish out food to as many that are ready to collect it. And personally, I've been trusting the Lord to pay attention to meetings. You know, that's one instruction that I took from that ministration, because you don't know imagine daddy coming to Ikorodu Church and preaching 6 hours. I bet you people that are not in Ikorodu, they're already calling that you have not posted the message on the day, the second day, that's on Monday. At least I had about 2 people come to my DM to ask me that, how far now? You people in Ikorodu Church, you don't want to give us the message. You know, and I'm like, so if they are doing this, if daddy goes to another place, they would also do the same thing. It's not just about the season of the spirit, but because they want to get something. Praise God. So the instruction I took was to follow, pay attention to meeting. If possible, be present physically. I know that many times it's very overwhelming, and I'm still trusting the Lord for grace. EGFM meetings, I want to follow. I'm not just committed to NLWC Korodu alone. I have our pastors here. They have a parent over them, and they are feeding from that fountain. So I have to pay attention to that fountain too. So if possible, I should be physically present and deny my body. If I give excuse for my body, I will not go anywhere, because you'd always have tangible reasons and excuses. I'm doing business. I have MBA. I have this. At the end of the day, go where? As sun on me, it is going to die. It will fade away. But what have I gotten? What have I obtained? I should pay attention to it. So I'm trusting the Lord. Or one instruction I took is pay attention to meeting. Attend physically. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Please, a round of applause for me. Sadami.
Okay. I think one thing that was emphasized even before Mommy Lillian came, and when she came, she also, you know, made mention of it, was that we should not come to meetings ordinarily, you know, but come with expectations in our hearts. You know, I used to hear that for a long time, and to an extent, it used to feel a bit vague. Okay, today's meeting, what am I expecting? Tomorrow, you know, it was like, exactly, when we come to church, surely they will bless us, instructions will come. But do you have an expectation in your heart? And I think when that thing broke, you know, for me was, I think one of the days Pastor Biodu led prayers, and she was talking about, you know, herself personally. Sometimes when she goes for meetings, she's saying that thing that Reverend said last week, I want, you know, Lord, I want you to further open it. You know, that ministration might not even be Reverend. You know, it might not even be Reverend that is preaching, but that thing that he said, obviously the spirit is one. We've seen it play out several times in our company. That thing that he said, I want Pastor Laide to touch on it in today's service. And you find that a lot of times they go back to touch on certain things. You don't know if that's someone's expectation. You know, so when we are coming to church, just hinge on something and stay on that thing. Ask the Lord. Tell the Lord, this is one thing I want you to do for me. You know, Pastor Lillian was saying that when you come, she even said, set goals in your mind. At the end of season of the Spirit, take stock and say, this iniquity that I've been dealing with, where did that word come? You know, that word that is potent enough to break this thing from my grasp, because ministrations have come over and over again. Maybe what could even deal with it came in words, but I was not expecting it to happen. You know, now we're in the season where the Lord is dealing with a lot of things. Going back to the nitty-gritty, you know, we are talking about everlasting things now. We are talking about glorious appearing. But the Lord is saying that there are some lapses that I want to deal with milk. As you are coming to church, that thing that is still as little as lying, right? Small lie that you think, I'm here, word of righteousness, I'll still enter heaven. Mm-mm. You will not enter, you will not inherit. Maybe you will see, but you would not get everything. You will just follow the company. You know, one thing the Lord tells me sometimes is that he's looking for a company, right? The name of that company in heaven, the folder is not NLWC Ikorodu, people that attend the season of the Spirit. No, there is that which I need to do. There are things that I need to let go of. You know, there are works that need to have been done in me. When they see me in heaven, they are not seeing the number of meetings I attended. They are seeing the things that have been worked through the things that I heard in those meetings. So come expectant. It doesn't matter what it is. It's your problem. It's not, nobody cares. Nobody's seeing it, right? Nobody's going to ask you, what is your expectation for today? But you know in your heart that this thing I'm dealing with. And I think one thing that Lord is starting to emphasize again, which is very important, because somehow in our minds, we feel like we're hearing very high things and we've escaped a lot of things. Mm-mm. Darkness is coming and it will catch up with you. You need to allow the Lord deal with everything. So down to the littlest things, right? Lying. You know, Pastor Mike was saying yesterday that, you know, we need to be very careful and we need wisdom. Small things can rob us of inheritance. He talked about wearing your sister's shoe. You are my sisters. We used to do that a lot. You just take it on your way. You just say, Chinaza, I took that. But you don't know. Maybe Chinaza plans to wear it tomorrow. But now you sports plans. You know, you're not informal beforehand. So, yes, I know these things, they look small, but it's wisdom that the Lord is bringing. So when you are coming to church, come with expectations so that, you know, at the end of the day, you say, during season of the Spirit 2024, these were things that the Lord dealt with. And, you know, a thorough work was done. I haven't gone back to it since then.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Dami. Thank you so much. That was really expository.
I want you to be diligent. I want you even to be diligent in this season. I want you to be diligent in this season. I want you to seek. I want you to seek. I want you to seek, because I'm desiring for you to find me. I'm desiring even for you to find me. I'm desiring even for you to find me even in this season. Even in this season. Even in this season. I'm arounding myself even around you. Arounding myself even around you. Even around you in this sick. In this season, even if you seek me with your heart, you will find me. If you seek me with your heart, you will find me. I want you to seek me with all of your heart. I want you to be diligent. I want you to be diligent. I want you to pay ultimate attention, even attention, even attention, even attention, even attention. Some of you, I will come personally to you to instruct you on things that are distracting you. Please let them go. Please let them go. Please please let them go, because you need to find me, because you need to find me, because you need to find me. I'm gonna stay on your distraction. I'm gonna stay on your distraction. It is time for me to fight you off distraction. It is time for me to fight you off things that distract you, of things that easily beset you, of things that easily beset you. There is a clarion call for you to seek the kingdom. There is a clarion call for you to seek and punt after me, and punt after me, and look for me with your life, and look for me with your life, and look for me with your life. Some of you are even saying, is it worth it? I say, it's worth more than it. It's worth more than it. It's worth more than it. You need to lose your life to get life. You need to lose your life to get life. You need to shed your blood to get life. You need to go out after life. Labor not for the meat that perishes, but labor for life. For life demand labor. It demand labor. It demand labor. It's where your labor is supposed to be seen. Look for me. Look for me. Look for me. Don't be dull at this moment. Don't be dull at this season. Don't be dull. No dullness at all. Don't give place to laziness. Don't give place to idleness. Don't give place to idleness. You've been trying. You've been trying. Seek for help. Seek for help. Seek for help. Seek for help. Look for help. Look for help. Look for help. Don't give up. 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 If you don't get life, don't give up. If you don't get life, don't give up. Look for me. Stay and look for me. Pant and look for me. And look for me. And look for me. You can't even have a life tutorial. You can have a life tutorial. You can have a tutorial with your brother. You can have a tutorial with your sister. You can have a tutorial. You can have a tutorial. For things spiritual, require tutorial. Require you to be tutor. Require you to be tutor. Require you to be tutor. Teachers, governor, teachers, tutor, tutor. Yes, you need tutor. You need tutor, tutor, governor, teachers. You see, these things have been declared by teachers, have been declared by your parents. You need tutors too. You need tutors too. Look for tutors. Look for tutors. Look for tutorial. Look for tutorial until when you are fully taught. Until when you are fully taught. Don't just leave it hanging on the air. Let it come into you. Let it get to your heart. Let it get even into you. Let it get into you. Even into you. I want it to enter you. I want it to enter you. For that which has been written and declare in your mind must enter your heart, must enter your heart. Seek, seek, pant, pant, cry, cry, look for it. You will get it. For the season of the Spirit is not a season to let go. For the season of the Spirit is not a season to let go. It's not a season for you to let it drip off your hand. It's not a season for you to let it drip off your hand. It's not a season for you to let it drip off your shoulder. It's not a season for you to let this word drip away. It's not a season. It's not a season. It's not a season for you to let it go like that. It's a season of a walk. 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 I want you to give the earnest yield. I want you to give the earnest yield. I want you even to give the earnest yield. It's a mantle over you. If this mantle can rest, if this mantle can rest, your days are secured. If this mantle can rest, even rest upon men, your days are secure. For the days are coming where I will demand this mantle. For days are coming where I will demand this walk. For days are coming that men will be running to look for this walk. walk, and you will be a witness. You will be a witness. You will be a witness. You will be a witness that this work was wrought, and so we can transfer to many. You will be a witness that this work can work, and so we can transfer to many. For you are a first fruit generation for many that are still coming. For many that are still coming. For many that are still coming. I want you to come into this thing for many that will still come. For you to be a tutor and a governor and a father and a father, a father of this light, a father of this light, a father of this light, a commander of this light, a commander of this light. I want you to take it, and many that will see, hear you eat at all, even hear you in homes, hear you in family. You need this light to live. We also learn from you. We also learn from you. This word is not just for you alone. It's for the generation to come. It's for the generation to come. It's for the children unborn. It's for the children unborn. It's for the children unborn. If you can get it right, the children unborn will not suffer. If you can get it right, for the generation that are still coming will not suffer. I need you to get it right. I need you to get it right. And I will begin to put pressure, even pressure, even pressure, even pressure, even pressure, even pressure on you to get it right. Even pressure on you to get it right. So that a generation cannot be lost. So that a generation will not be lost. So that a generation will not be lost. Hey, you are carrying the seed of generation. You are carrying a seed that the generation is still coming to look for. It's still coming to look for. It's still coming to look for. And that's why I demand fruit. I demand a sealing and a sure work. Even out of that which I've declared. And out of that which I've declared. Because here come a generation to feed from that which I've declared. But if the work has not been done, the work will be wasted. The work will be wasted. And so I want you to pay attention so that generation will not be lost. So that the God of Abraham will also be the God of Isaac. So we also be the God of Isaac. We also be even the God of Isaac in the Korodu. The God of Isaac in the Korodu. The God of Isaac in the Korodu. Don't be like Esau. Don't be like Esau. Don't let this thing go. Don't let this thing go. Pressure will come for it. But stay aloof. But stay aloof. But stay and stand your feet. That I will not let it go. 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 I will hold on to this salvation of my father. I will hold on to the salvation of my parents. I will hold on to the labor of my parents. I will hold on to their labor. I will hold on to their labor until I, through this labor, birth generation, birth generation, birth generation, birth generation. For seed are supposed to be birthed even from this labor, even from this labor. You are a prophetic generation. You are a prophetic generation, and you are supposed to hold forth. You are supposed to hold forth for the generation that is coming. Yeah, first good complaint. Sharing it up. Sharing up. Keep at work. Do the work well.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I just want to remind us that we should start preparing our questions. Ushers can go around to get questions. We've come to the end of the first session. That's Mommy Lillian's ministration. So now we move to Pastor Lady's ministration for day one, season of the Spirit. So Sister Victoria would be anchoring that for us.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that the Lord is bringing correction to our hearts. I know that the Lord is chastening us. I know that the Lord is bringing word to wash us. I want us to latch on to these things. I'm not just saying this, you know, like Pastor Ni said, the reason for this review is to call us back to the actual purpose of Season of the Spirit, the meeting of Season of the Spirit, so that we can know what the Lord actually, to bring repentance from, you know, the things that we have, you know, been doing that the Lord wants to call us from. So I want us to pick our lots from these things that are being said. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So moving on to Pastor Lide's session for day one, Season of the Spirit. You know, when Pastor Lide started the meeting, he started reading from, you know, Titus chapter 2, and then he moved on to chapter 2, verse 14 and verse 15. And, then he said something very explicit. He said that there are certain times that, you know, there can be a gentle operation. The Lord can be gentle around you, you know. The God can be just be soft with you. But he said that there are certain administrations of the Spirit that require, you know, rebuke and chastisement that would, you know, chase out some things, some natures out of you. So when he said that thing, to be honest, I just remembered something that happened to me when I was very little. When I was young, I used to be a very, I used to be a very mean person, very rude, saucy, spoilt. You know, I was like that. And thank God for the parents that God gave me. They didn't tolerate that nature in me. You know, so, I used to have maids growing up, so I used to be very rude to them, used to just treat them anyhow, you know, how they do in movies, you know, but my mom would beat me, I would still not hear, I would still be rude to them, and when they are washing plates, I would drop plates for them, I would walk out, speak to them anyhow, you know, but one day, my father was so angry with that nature. I know that it was the Lord that orchestrated that, you know, my dad was in the force, so... My daddy unleashed. And the funny thing is, what I did was very, I don't think it was a very big deal. It was a very little, maybe I didn't call them auntie or something. I can't remember. It was just very minute. But my daddy got angry. He locked the door. He said he was going to beat me. I thought, ma'am, daddy's princess now. Daddy's baby girl. My daddy cannot really. Well, my daddy locked the door. I still thought. And growing up, they didn't used to use cane. It's wire. And the way the wire was, it will have two ends that are split. And it will still have that, the inside, that place, that copper, that place. That's what they used to use. I thought my daddy was playing. And he told me, I'm going to beat you. I will not stop until blood comes out. I did not believe. That's how my daddy started beating me. I want to run out. He will hold me with one hand, hit me on the bed. Continue beating. He beat me until the bed was soaked with blood. That day, men and brethren, after that day, to be very honest, that thing followed me to school. You know, I went to school, you know, in school, in hostel, there's this any wash, any walk, they help you to wash your clothes. I was never rude to any of them. I was respecting them. Even when I want to use them, I will kneel down and greet them. That thing that my daddy did for me that day corrected me. It changed that thing, that rudeness. To an extent, it reduced. I was becoming polite, much more. And so when Pastor said that thing that day, that's what I just remember that thing. And I'm like, it's true. You know, there are certain seasons where, you know, this is my earthly father. Not to talk of our Heavenly Father. So, Sister, I don't know if there has been times where the Lord has dealt with nature's severe, there are seasons of gentility. There are seasons where the Lord will instruct the Holy Spirit, sweet, small voice. Don't go there, my daughter. Don't talk to her like that. But there are certain seasons of severe chastisement. I don't know if you've had any of those seasons before. And if you can share with us and how it helped you to change or drop certain natures.
Praise God. Okay, I'll share an experience in light of the atmosphere of the season, Mother's Day, you know. So I remembered when I was courting my husband, he was staying in Pastor Kwe's house then, and when you go and greet the sisters, when you go and greet daddy and mommy, Pastor Tokwe and his wife, you see everybody's greeting, they are kneeling with their two legs on the floor, and there was a statement I always make. I said, even my parents, I've never knelt down with my two legs on the floor. Like, why? Why? And when I see them, to be honest, that thought still comes to my mind. Like, of course I honor them. It's not like I don't honor them, but most you, sometimes I even feel like maybe it's eye service. I just see doing it. But one of the prayers in the house, I remembered Pastor Tokpe saying that, you know, it might look like you are just doing it, but somewhere a nature in you is dying, is dealing with something. It's beyond Yoruba tradition. It's a culture. And I realize that when I even greet my parents, I just, mommy, good morning. My parents are very, they are very liberal. You see that they are not even the Yoruba. When I wanted to do my wedding, I had to collect bridal list from Broapi and his wife. They said they don't know what to do. You can't write anything. It's that bad. My parents are, you know. So, and of course, I love my parents. I love my mom. I love my dad. Greet them. They don't have any issue with all of that in my mind. You know, but sometimes when my mommy corrects and do all of those things, I just want to show, you know, Jay's born. How many of us has ever felt your mother is not your mother? Yeah. You know, so at some point, I started feeling that way. My mom would just, I'm like, you know, I would now want to go and meet my daddy. So when I started going to Pastor Kwe's house from time, the Lord now started, you know, putting it in my heart that I need to honor my parents, that if I can do, because in the house then, I now started kneeling down for Pastor Kwe and Momoyo. I'll come to the house, I'll see Pastor Ida, Pastor, I'll kneel, I'll greet and all of that. So the Lord will come to me and say, see, you're an hypocrite though, that you are doing this to your pastors. You can't do it to your parents. And from there, the Lord was, he was already nudging my heart, but I was still doing this, but mommy, good morning, daddy, good morning, and you know, I'll just go like that. Then there was a particular, where the Lord finally broke through, was when my daddy's birthday is just a day before Reverend's birthday. My daddy's 7th, Reverend is 8th. So, of course, my daddy's birthday is 7. I'll just put one picture of my daddy on my status. Happy birthday, daddy. I love you, this, blah, 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 and that's it. I might put a big picture of maybe two of us together. It might just be only one of his old pictures, and that's the end. The next day, Reverend's birthday, you see like 30, 40, I'm just doing back to back. You know? And I didn't see it as anything. My daddy has never had any. In fact, my daddy is always, he knows Reverend, so he's your father in the Lord and all that. I'm like, yes. So one day, somebody from NCCF Imo just chatted me up and said, I saw that your dad's birthday was the previous day. I said, yes. He said, and today is Reverend. The person also knows Reverend. You know, I said, but is it that you don't like your dad or you don't want to know your dad? It looks like me. I think you respect Reverend more than your father. And, you know, of course, it might mean any other thing. Or the interpretation might be deeper or whatever. But the Lord was already convicting my heart concerning honor, you know, to my parents. And at that point, when the brother sent that message, I felt so bad in my heart. And like, and the funny thing is, it's not like I was doing it on purpose, because when Reverend's birthday, you see a lot of pictures to use. You just be, as this person is supposed to, you screen grab, post. So, and some of the writing itself, you don't screen grab it and post. It's not like you're writing any new thing. But my dad, na me or my father, na me, I don't have time to write as much as, you know, we write. So I was trying to explain, but the explanation was not. I just said, no problem, that next day I will do better and all of that. So, deliberately, from other years, I started deliberately, you know, learning how to honor them. If it's that, it's only one picture of my father that I will use. When it's Reverend's birthday, I will use one picture too. And that does not mean that I don't honor Reverend, and that does not mean I don't honor my father. Just also to help, you know, everyone that is watching, because what we do also sends meaning out there. And you know, somewhere the Lord has started convicting my heart on how to honor my parents. So, for example, Mother's Day, we are quick to run to Pastor Rose. You are Pastor Rose. Did you remember to call your mom today? Pastor Rose was asking me today that it's today my mom's birthday. I said I've not called her. So I said, let me use as a picture of my status, at least depending when I get home, she would have seen the picture and you know that I have appreciated her until I call her and all of that. So you deliberately, I started doing that to honor them. So that's one thing the Lord has helped me to do in regards to honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Stadam, do you have anything to share? Okay. All right. So, we know that the Lord corrects us. So we have to pay attention to, you know, one thing I feel is that sometimes the Lord might be coming to you gradually or softly, and you will not want to take heed to it. But until he now comes sharply, that's when you will now, like, he's trying to get your attention to, you know, like Pastor David was saying this morning, that tribulation is not the Lord's wish for us to, it doesn't take joy. Is it him or Pastor Mike yesterday that said that? God doesn't take joy in seeing you suffer. It's not like that's the Lord's joy. It's a thing that just ought to be done for you to be saved. So when the Lord is chastising us in any form, in any way it comes, we should just take heed and obey. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I hope we're writing our questions down. Are we writing our questions? Please, let's write our questions. You know, so there's questions. There are questions. You know, so Stadami, there's another thing that Pastor Lide said that really caught my attention. He said, you could be doing something rightly, but how did he even say it? That you could be doing something rightly, but you are still in iniquity. I'm like, okay, wait, hold up. Like, I can be doing something and I'm doing that thing right. It's not wrong, but I am still in iniquity. Please, can you help me to explain it? Because, I mean, iniquity not bad thing. When you do bad thing, it's not iniquity. And when you do right thing, you are righteous. I mean, right. Yeah. So, how can I be in iniquity and still be doing something right?
Okay, I'll just... Oh, I understand, right? Okay. Okay, so iniquity, the way I understand, is a state, like a state that you are in, like a state of your heart. You know, it's not necessarily your actions, right? Like when you sin, you lie, obviously, you know it's bad, right? You are supposed to give, you don't give, you know it's bad. But when you give and your motive is not right, you know, things that cannot be easily pinpointed. But, you know, one verse of the scripture that really scares me when I think of is that the Lord is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the hearts. You know, all things are naked, you know, even before him. And, you know, they would always say that when the Lord sees us, he doesn't see you, he doesn't see your actions. What he sees, what is like an x-ray. You know, Pastor Lide was even saying that Sunday that, you know, what if we're saying that today, oh, services, let them just play out the thoughts in our hearts. That's whilst we're in church, you know, what are the thoughts in your hearts? Not even before church, oh, whilst you're in church, you know, in the presence of God, what are the things that you've thought of? What are the thoughts that you've taken? What is that which makes you up on your inside? You know, I don't think that iniquity are the deeds, but your makeup. And what can deal with that, with iniquity, is doctrine. You know, even as the Lord is showing us new standards, and as we are finding grace to yield, even as, you know, we are following leadings of the Spirit, these things are being dealt with. Some of it we might not even know until much later.
Thank you so much. Story, do you have anything to add?
The example Pastor made reference to, he said that, imagine one uncle that buys a bag of rice and, you know, probably during the festive period, he's giving everybody a bag of rice. But the real reason why he's giving it, say, if I don't give them, they will know it too. So that they'll be calling him and they'll keep mentioning my praises that I was the one that gave them this, that, 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 that. And you know, giving the bag of rice is nothing bad. It's a good act. You are showing love and all of that. But the reason is because you want your name to be known. You are doing it for your own praise. So the motive behind it is what is actually wrong. And that's what iniquity is all about. Iniquity is not you say the works of the flesh are made manifest. It's not something you can see physically, but the intent of the heart. You are giving somebody money, but in your heart, you are despising that person. You have a grudge against that person. Then that's wickedness. You're actually not showing love. You know, so people can even see and applaud you that you're a good giver. People can trample on you, do everything. But the reason you are doing that is not because it's coming from a pure heart. You know, that is iniquity. Iniquity doesn't show physically. It's in the heart, and it's only God that can see through you. It's only God that can bring judgment to that soul. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Please, let's clap for them. So the truth is, iniquity is plenty, like they said. And what it takes to reveal those iniquity is doctrine. So you can be doing something on the outward, but inside is not the same thing with outside. So what the Lord wants to do is to make sure that the outside and the inside are in sync. What you are doing is from a pure heart. You know, when they say loving one another with a pure heart fervently, faith unfeigned, all those things is purity. And that's what, you know, doctrine is coming to do, to wash us. You know, so honestly, to be very honest, there were a lot of things that were said. If we want to sit down and start to analyze all of the things that Pastor Lady said on that day, we will not leave here. There were a lot of things, you know, from, you know, Pastor Lady talked about how we need to be built up, you know, as lively stones. He talked about redemption, talked about kings and priests, talked about, said different things. He said God wants to make us a peculiar people. Just a lot of thoughts. The thoughts are so plenty. And, you know, when the meeting was going on, and even listening to the message again, I'm like, how many things does somebody want to become like this? You do this one. You even think that, okay, thank God I'm obeying this one, I'm obeying this, to come down that one. You have to be, when you are a lively stone, you have to be a living, so many thoughts. What happened? And it's not just a peculiar people. You have to be built up to be a holy nation. Okay, so peculiar people is different from holy nation. And I've been singing, we are a chosen generation. You know, different thoughts, different. And apart from even what Pastor Lady said, you will go and listen to other messages, listen to Reverend, listen to, and you just hear, okay, so you have to do this, then you now do this, then you now from this one hope. To be honest, I'm like, is it possible? So can somebody even live this everlasting life like this? Can we ever attain this thing? Is it possible? You know, I don't even know. Sometimes I'll be like, is it all this course that Jesus Christ did on earth 33 years? I'll soon be 33 in a few years, and I've not reached anywhere. You know, so I don't know. Please, I need encouragement. Encourage me. Is it? I don't know if you have ever felt like Stadami. I don't know if you've ever felt like these thoughts, they are too much, and it feels like the process is long. It feels like okay, inside milk, there are different processes. Then you now, when you now finish that one, you now go to meat. When you are now hearing meat, you are still hearing that there's still some part of milk that is not due. Inside that meat, Christ is wide. There is Son of God. There is this one. Inside milk, then you now go to, I need encouragement. I don't know if people have ever been in that situation where you felt like these thoughts are too much. And, you know, one thing that thing does is it just discourages you in the journey. At times I just need to feel like, well, even if Jesus come today, at least I tried. At least I obey small. I heard, so at least I think go, I'll go and finish the remaining one in heaven. At times I used to feel like that. That's too much. So please encourage me. Have you ever been in that situation before? And if you have, what did you do to overcome those thoughts?
Okay. So, like we've heard over time, you know, the devil brings thoughts to sway us, to discourage us. But one thing that's helped me over time is, first, I've seen myself grow. I've seen myself leave some things behind. 4 years ago, conductor cannot talk to me and go scot-free. 2 years ago, conductor would talk to me to be paining me, but I'll not talk. Now, I know even saying, like, okay, I can beg you. You know, there's a progression. And it wasn't a conscious effort. It wasn't, you know, maybe at some point in my life, do not reply was echoing in my mind. But after a while, you know, it became normal. You know, so these are things that, as doctrines are coming, as meals are coming, they are dealing with these things. You know, so for me, right, I've also seen our parents, right? I've seen raisins. We've seen our pastors in the house. We've seen Pastor Lide. We've seen Pastor Moses. We've seen Pastor Tokwe. We've seen people change. We've seen Mommy Helen. Our beauty is radiating. Even if you don't love God or you don't love his ways, when you see her, you see someone that is upright. This work is not a day's job. It was as she followed the Lord, even before, you know, hearing word of righteousness, leadings of the Spirit, you know, the Lord was leading her out of certain things. So for me, as long as I remain, you know, I keep hearing, And more importantly, I'm not just a hearer, but I'm a doer of the words that I'm hearing. You know, sometimes when commandments come that seem lofty, right, I'm trusting God for help. You know, when he brings it, he's the one that wills in us, you know, to do those things. You know, I think Pastor mentioned it once that God is the one that sends you on errand and still helps you, right? So all we need to do is to ask him for help. Ultimately, he's the one that helps us through, you know, all of these seasons, all of these trials. He's the one that will help us through all of these tribulations that we would even be coming into. Say amen. So, you know, for me, a consolation is, right, I've seen people before me. I've seen God do it in the lives of these people. I've seen it in the scriptures, right, in the lives of the apostles. When the Lord picked them from different areas, they weren't what they became at the end of their life. You know, a work was done. Even within, a lot of them didn't even live till they were old. They were stoned to death. They were killed. But with that short, you know, in that short while, staying on doctrines, following the leading of the Spirit, a thorough work was done in them. You know, Paul said that he had finished his course even while on earth, right? So, and again, is even nearer to us now. We are seeing people, we are seeing Reverend, we are seeing our pastors. So I'm not discouraged. I just, you know, I'm just praying for grace to keep following that leading, you know, even as it's leading. I'm sure that since we've come to church, since we've been coming, the Lord has been leading us, right? Through subjective leadings sometimes, you know, as long as I can keep following, as long as I can stay, you know, as long as I can trust God to help me to stay, I believe that, you know, by God's grace, you know, we'll also finish our course.
Amen. Thank you so much. So, Sister Aurel, please help us. You know, there comes a time or a stage in, okay, I don't know if it's a general thing, but me personally, I know that there are stages in my life that I think I'll just like to call the name of that stage. That stage of, that, like, you don't have words. It's basically just, whoa. So I like to call that stage a war stage. So, you know, sometimes, to be factual, sometimes there comes a time, you know, the Lord can be dealing with a person so much that, you know, the person is already weakened. The person has already been weakened. The person's will has been broken, that the person cannot, is just surrendering to the Lord. But there is another stage, like there's another time that thing is not a weakness from brokenness. It's a weakness of discouragement, a weakness of condemnation, a weakness of tiredness. So how will I differentiate that stage? Because there are sometimes I want to make decisions, or maybe I've been maybe trying to, maybe for example, I'm waiting on the Lord for a particular thing and it's not forthcoming. I've waited and waited and waited, and somehow maybe the Lord has even been bringing it and taking, you know, that type of things. It look like it's coming, but to go back, you know. So that time you just be weak. So how will I know that, okay, this weakness is from a place of discouragement, or is a weakness that the Lord has broken me so that I can allow the Lord?
Praise God. Okay, so at every point in our lives, there are times that you're actually weak and discouraged. To be honest, every season comes with its own big basketballs. There are times, there's a particular period of my life that, and at that point, it looks like God is just quiet. First lady is quiet. Pastor Rose is quiet. Nobody said anything. You are just on your own. And like, you know, there are times like that. But trust me, the greatest succor you can have, first of all, is from the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You know, there is a joy in the Holy Ghost. When we are talking about the milk of the word, these are things, Pastor Mike even mentioned it yesterday. He said, having tasted and see that the Lord is good. After you've tasted and see that the Lord is good, then you open another face. So you've tasted that the Lord is good. So when those times come, you can remember that you've tasted that the Lord is good, and you want to trust that the Lord will lead you through whatsoever season you are finding yourself in at that current state. So you would remember, and that's why you see the milk of the word is not something you can just throw away. Those times will come. We are talking about tribulation. We never see tribulation. Sometimes, when I hear some things of, you know, what our parents are going through, our pastors, I used to shake in my heart, and they will come. You just see Pastor Rose, you just be smiling. I'm laughing. Pastor Nadia will be laughing. I'm like, where are they getting that strength from? It's because of something they are fellowshipped with. Praise God. So there is a place we will draw strength from. And to be honest, another way that you'll be strengthened is this, the association you keep yourself in. At that time, who are the people you run to? You want to marry. Brother is not forthcoming. This, that, 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 that. And at that point in time, the next set of people you are speaking to are your colleagues. What do you want them to advise you on? They will help you organize one brother, one guy, in quotes. The person will call. Because they will look for a solution for you. And the solution is definitely not from the Lord. So who are your company? What are the people you run to when you are in that? Okay. What are the people you run to? There should be somebody you can hold on to. You are accountable to. Your friend. Praise God. You know, now, to be honest, everybody's just tagging. Everybody's moving along with you. They're talking about everlasting life. But honestly, you know that there are some questions you have in your heart. There are some things that are not clear. I remember when I was in school. Me, I don't used to pretend, though. In Sunday school, any question, I'll raise my hand. I have question. In fact, I remember the brother came to meet me, Shegenene. He told me, he says, sis, thank you so much for those questions. Yeah, those questions used to be in my heart, but I don't know how to ask. So every time, I always look forward to the questions he used to ask. Me, I used to ask questions. There's no point pretending. You are not okay. I'm battling with thoughts. I'm feeling frustrated. I need help. Look for somebody to speak to. You are not and there's nothing bad in looking for somebody to talk to. It's not just talking to anybody. Look for somebody that you know would be able to advise you rightly. You have pastors. You have elder brothers. You have elder sisters. There are times that some things are not clear. I've maybe asked them, Pastor Ni, he has still not. Sometimes I chat Pastor Leke. I chat Pastor Mike. I chat them up to ask them questions when I don't understand. Reverend is talking about, I'm like, okay, can you? And they explain. I'm like, oh, it becomes clear. They are not far. If they don't respond to your message, you will see them in meeting. Brother, please. There's something Reverend said yesterday. You can ask. Same thing too with challenges you are facing. You with those kind of times, you know, it feels like nobody understands what you are going through. Trust me. Somebody understands because somebody has gone through it. I remember when I was courting my husband. At that point, we were waiting for dates. No dates. You got me. Wait. Okay, we'll get back to you. This, that, that. And so I was already going to 2 years, 3 years. You just see somebody that was, I remember to brag when he wanted to. Next, I just said they've got it there. I'm like, the people will not come. Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, you know. And I will not lie to you. I will just smile. I'm not, don't call me that. Sometimes I will throw it back to you. Don't call me that. I'm not Lord of the Rings. Please. When I get back to the room, I will cry, pray to God. Because yeah, I cannot come and say this person. Pastor Lady, please. People are calling me Lord of the Rings. Give me dates now. The only person I can run to at that point is God. And I'll talk to God. God, please, have mercy. Even if I don't have a date, I want to have the right heart to be able to go through this season. And I will not lie to you. Those periods were the best times of my life. By the time we got a date, everything just happened. Provisions came, everything came. And the lessons I learned, even during the period of wedding, I used to thank God that I did not get married the previous year. Because I wouldn't have learned some things. I wouldn't have. So at that point or at that season of your life, run to God. Speak to God. If God is quiet, you have people that have even gone through similar situation or that can relate or understand. You are facing challenges in the office. There's somebody, Pastor Moses, I have faced challenges in the office. I've spoken to Pastor Moses, will help me. You know, you can run to them. If you stay on your own, you will die on your own. Praise God. It's the truth. You don't, see, there's no need to form James Bonds. It's not James Bonds, how can you? It's not by interpretation of tongues. It's not by sharing revelation. See, you know, many times we say, and it's not about the revelation. It's about the revelation. I remember when I was in school, I always had that mindset that, why these revelations are too big? Why can't you just tell us practicality of life? Practical is not bad. In fact, it's the core of it. But you need that revelation. I remember speaking to some of the pastors and they said, see, is this revelation that will show you the way to walk?
It's this revelation that would expose you to what to do. Because it's from the revelation you actually get instruction. You cannot be instructed if you've not gotten understanding. Revelation is understanding. When Reverend is preaching, I should have a desire to understand what Reverend is saying. And there was something Pastor Tosin said in our last season of the Spirit. He said, you know, in church, when somebody comes and say, ah, me, I'm not Christ. He said he has banned it in his church. He doesn't want to hear that. Why are you not Christ? Ask yourself that question. Why? See, scripture is clear. He said, for with God, all things are possible. It is possible for me to get salvation. It is possible for me to sit on the throne. And when I'm down, I always have that at the back of my mind that it is possible. I would not allow Satan lie to me or cheat me to tell me that, hey, well, we are not perfect, Jerry. It's only God that can be perfect. It's a lie of me, Ore. I will be perfect. I will be perfect. And everything that I need to do to become perfect, I will do it. It might be very strenuous. It might be very painful, but I will trust the Lord. I would make use of all the resources that I'm surrounded with. I have brethren. They are not here for nothing. It's not for us to just come and be sharing clothes. It's not for us to just come and be doing makeup. If I don't understand things, I should be able to speak to Sister Onye. If I'm going through a challenge, even if it's a natural challenge, I should be able to run to my brethren. Why are we pretending? Or why are we lying to each other? You feel everywhere I'm speaking. Bagbe, we need to get somewhere. And if you know you need to get somewhere, there's an attitude that you need to pay. I cannot be condemned and I'll keep it to myself. Or I'm frustrated. I can't read my Bible. And I'll keep it to myself and come to church to be pretending. Who are you lying to? You're lying to yourself.
Thank you so much, Tara. Thank you so much for that. Please, a round of applause for her again. Okay, so we are now in the Q&A session. We have actually come to the end of the review, but we just have a question here. And I don't know if anybody wants to add any other one, but we have a question here already. Okay, this question says, good day, Maz. For someone like me who is new to Word of Righteousness, and thank God for the different resources that are made available. Websites, Fountain Stream, etc. Which message do I start with? Or which messages, rather, do I start with? Sometimes I put my playlist on autoplay, but is this safe for my growth? Who wants to go first? Sorry.
Amen. For the sake of those who are pretty new to Word of Righteousness, I usually advise start with Pastor Tope Falaye. It is very sane, it is very simple, it is very practical. And I stick to it because it was also God's instruction to me personally. When finally I came back to the sound and I was going to relate with some of the messages. The Lord said to me, where you are, you can't understand your parents. You can't understand it. I accepted that as my parents, Reverend Daddy Iguchukwu and all of that. He said, you can't understand them because there are certain things that are about their life that has been obscured by journey. You have to relate with someone who is closer to where you are. And I have raised this person to be able to mirror that life to you. So, for me, I took that as an instruction, and every single person I probably speak to getting stabilized, especially introduce Fountain Stream, I tell you, start with Pastor Tope Falaye, start with Mommy Ellen. If you can grow, if you can listen to them with time, if you can follow them consistently, you'd be able to understand everybody. Then, of course, there are other series that are on Fountain Stream, like following the the leading of the Spirit by Seven Part Spirit, Pastor Emeka, and all of that. All of those series are essential. Now, that is not supposed to mean that you can't listen to your local assembly, Sunday school, and Sunday meetings, but it will give you a lot of stability. Then, ask questions, like she said. One thing is this, that I've come to understand that you can never, ever grow without asking questions. Now, the issue is asking questions, asking the right questions and asking from the right heart.
Yeah.
Many people, every one of us come into that controversy, I mean, that confusion rather, in our heart, but asking the right question the right way. One of the things I tell people when you have questions at the back of your heart, know that there are people that have journeyed ahead. And if they have journeyed ahead, they are not confused. They know that it is something you are not seeing. So don't criticize. Because the default state you can enter into when you don't understand the thing is to get to criticism. Especially if you are making, you are trying your best and it seems your best is not working. You can just say, there is, you can, spirits can deceive you to say that. So you just start making criticisms or mockery of the whole process. Look at the conversation of people ahead and ask yourself, if they are going, if Pastor Mecca is there and is not complaining, then there's something I'm not seeing yet. Pastor Tosi is coming all the way from Ilorin and they are not having issues with this thing, then it is my level. Then let me ask the right questions. What am I not seeing yet? Okay, what is here? Some of us, our problem is because we've not even read the Bible through. So they are referring to some things we can't even relate with them. Do you understand? So our foundation is not yet fully laid somewhere. So sometimes they just tell you, just read the word some more. Okay, go and study this book. After they study this book, come back to me. Let's talk. And by the time you read, study the book, you just go back. Thank you, Pastor. We don't need to talk again. I've sorted that myself. Are you understanding? So don't be frustrated if it seems as if understanding is not coming and you can gradually, but to be able to relate, especially for those that are fresh, I find that some people have grace to touch ground, like Pastor Mike. Do you understand it? It's not everybody that can touch ground well, like that. So there are people who God has endowed with grace that when they see, even a nursery school child can understand. Do you understand it? Not because they are low, but God gave them a grace, understanding, utterance to be able to touch down very well. So you can relate to them. Pastor Mike's messages are not on Foundation Stream, but of course, God, they are on what church website, that a lot that you can glean from. When you listen to them, you can relate more. And that's why we don't despise such graces. We bring them around so that, because you know, you can't do the work alone. It's help for every one of us. Do we understand? So please don't feel frustrated. And if you have tried all of those things, you still feel that there are still, go to people. That's why we also use personal pastors for each. You should talk to your pastor. Don't be estranged from your pastor. It's not only when you are married, when you are about to get married. Ask your pastors questions. That's why they are there. It's not for marriage. When marriage comes, when you don't understand what is taught, ask them. Abi, am I saying the truth? Ask them. Sir, this thing that was taught, I did this, I don't understand. I've listened to the message even twice. It is that the jive is not jiving. Please, can you help me? That is the reason for the pastors that we have. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
I hope I've answered. Thank you, sir. Okay. There's one more question. Okay. We have come to the end of Season of the Spirit's review for day one. Please let's give a round of applause for our panelists once again.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's one more question. I would answer it. Amen. So the person doesn't feel as though I left your question unanswered. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we appreciate our panelists again? Amen. Really, I was checking in my spirit whether we should do the review this year. I mean, after Season of the Spirit. And even though I am very careful, I don't like doing things just because, as a matter of routine, I don't like it. One of the things I don't like it. But I found in my spirit, even though that I feel that there's a lot to be taught, but there's no benefit in teaching a thing when the thing that has been taught has not been understood. Are we understand? There's no point running ahead and teaching some more. It is better because all of this curriculum we have to be established in it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, one of the things that I'll just touch on one or two things. Don't worry, I'm not preaching. So, you see, I'm not with my Bible. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. So, okay, let me address the question, the last question, the question that this person wrote. The person said, is it compulsory to get married to become like Jesus? Because there are some of us that don't want to marry or just want to stay single. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. How many people want to stay single? Let me see your hand. Okay. Sorry, since the person asked question, don't let me ask that question. Amen. Look at Team Enoch. The Enoch that the people that decided that they want to be Enoch. Enoch's fellowship. They are now married with children. Amen. Amen. In school, they decided that they just wanted to focus on the kingdom of God and just pursue Jesus. There's no need to just marry and let's just do this Jesus thing to get eternity. But now, bubbling with baby. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. The root of that desire, we must know it. Because sometimes the thing that wants to make you this is frustration. You've seen the marriage of your parents. You've seen the society. You've seen everything. And just got that. It's better not to marry. That's what Peter said. He said, if the way of a man be so with his wife, it's better not to what? But Jesus knows that the law inside of you is not to marry. Are you understanding? The law inside of you is not to marry. Some people are just even afraid of the burden of the responsibility of marriage. That desire is not wholesome. You know, years ago when Pastor Mecca was saying that, I know I'm your pastor, that there is no Enoch here. There's no Enoch here. There's no Enoch amongst you. I know that it sounded, are you the one that will determine what a man is? Yes. But the truth is this. The society has configured us in ways. I was telling some of my people in the house, I was talking with brothers some days ago. My friend, if a colleague of mine was going to the bus, and he met a lady, and the lady said that she's not interested in marriage. Not interested in marriage. That what is man? That she has learned how to have fulfillment for herself, by herself. She doesn't need a man in her life. That a man is just a cliche that religion gave us to test for fulfillment. I said that Satan has raised this one wrongly. She was a budding, thriving, business person, had her own business, stayed with her own house and everything. She's not looking forward to having marrying at all. Now, that thing also can creep into the church. Marriage is holy, marriage is righteous. Even though scripture says that some are eunuchs by men, some are eunuchs for the kingdom of God's sake. But if you see an eunuch that is one for the kingdom of God's sake, you discern it. Yes. You know it. And I can tell, sincerely, I know that once before, I mean, in the 80s, early 90s, we had one sister like that. She's a missionary. She came from US. She's in her 80s. She'd be her 80s or 90s by now. She did not marry at all. She did not marry. But you can discern grace. But you see a young girl that you know that, you can smell all around her. I said that she doesn't want to marry. She's not, because somewhere the responsibility of a married life, she is just too burdensome for that soul. So that soul wants to be free and wants to hide under Jesus. That's not, no. That's not righteousness. So, to answer your question, marriage is not the only doorway to become like Jesus, number one. But your desire to be single has to be checked. And I can say affirmatively, unless I don't know you personally, I've not met any eunuch that Jesus anointed in our company. I've not met one. And if you are in this church, maybe I don't know you, but the ones that I know, the everyone that I know, I can tell you authoritatively that, sorry, sir, you will marry. Sorry, ma, you will marry. Are you understanding? You will marry. And sometimes it can be as a product of all the permutation and combination. Since they say, there's no brother in this church, there's no sister in this church. Let me just focus on Jesus. Let me just remove marriage from my hope. So that it will be as if we are just focused on kingdom of God. That is still working in the flesh. That is still what? Yes, that is still part of carnality. Because that conviction, that persuasion came out of your permutation and not, it is not from the fount of the spirit. Are you understanding it? Are you understanding it? So please, please go and rest yourself. Go and do what? Go and relax yourself. You will marry. Tell yourself you will marry. Be watching the mouth of the person next to you. Say you will marry. No, no. You do, no. Say to yourself while you are watching the mouth of the person, whether he say to himself, say you will I will marry. Say I will, say, open your mouth and say I will marry. I will marry a beautiful husband. I will marry handsome husband. I will marry beautiful wife. Some people are not talking. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. All of you now go marry. Tie. Let that devil get out of this place. Tie. Tie. Look at beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You go marry. Marry. Amen. Some of this is not faith, it's fear. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. I like this kind of tongue. This kind of matter. Yes, they say she go uproot. Uproot. You see the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost. I beg, give me that thing. Hi.
Aliala baraba babeli ana makaste febeli ana mani asudu don bon don don omi ana kaste febi ana don don. I'm bringing a mi adoni, I'm a fe doni, I will don, I will accost over don. I will put it even in your heart. I will put it even in your heart. I will put impressions. I will put nudgings. I will put it yet even in your heart. Oh yes, I will put it. I will put it there. I will put it there. Oh, you indeed be instructed. You indeed even be instructed. You'll be instructed. You'll be instructed. You'll be instructed even on the way to go. You'll be instructed on what to do. You'll be instructed on how to live. You'll be instructed. Oh yes, even by hearings, even by the many speakings that I bring to your heart. I will bring even instructions on how to go about your daily life. And yes, even marriage is not out of it. Marriage is not out of it. For I instruct men and I instruct women. I instruct men and I instruct women on even their life partners, on even the one that will carry them even to the will of God. Oh, and even onto the path of salvation. For it is two in one. Two in one. Two in one. For yet one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000. One will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000. For there is an ordination even concerning marriage. There is a dambiamo pasufa, pampi kakusta, pandeli kopu. Put. I'm bringing them a putting. Oh, for many have even shut their hearts. Many have shut their hearts. Many have shut even their eyes. For I'm saying I'm going to speak to your heart. I would speak to your heart. You will begin to be instructed. You even begin to be instructed concerning your life partner. You will be instructed. You will be directed. You will be led. I will put it in your heart and you will know that I am the one speaking. Don't fight that voice. Don't fight that voice. Don't push that voice away. Don't push that voice away. Just hear and submit it. Submit it. Submit it. For it is ordained that indeed you would have a life partner and journey the path of salvation. See the Spirit.
Aye. Amen. 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 Some people still don't believe me. You will marry, oh. The time is what I can't talk. Say, I don't know the time that God has said, but I can tell you, God, the God that we serve, he has not shown me that anybody that he has brought to me is an anok. He has not shown me. So just rest yourself. Just rest yourself. Eh? If there's a disgust towards the opposite sex that you feel, the Lord will bring healing to that thing. Because I know there are some people that spirits actually have done a work. They just feel a disgust. And that thing is not holy. It's not righteous. It's not of God. I said, healing will come to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. Just some things that I feel that I should talk about. One of the things that was said emphatically was that for the process of appearance, revelation, the Lord gave his revelation chapter 1. The Lord gave his revelation to Jesus Christ to give unto his angels, to show unto his servants, John, things that must surely come to pass. And he sent that signified, he gave it to say to the angels of the churches, his servants, I mean, amen. So there is an order, and one of the other that we are admonished to recognize is the vessels. They said it, following the vessels that God has put. You know, we can't emphasize it enough. We need to follow. Say, we need to follow. And follow. This church is not like a conventional church. God sends a mystery to the body. And every one of us, Daddy Guchuku will tell you that he's not the general overseer of this church. Because the way the church is designed, we must hear his servants. If I say, how many people follow EGFM meetings here now? You'll be surprised that not everybody. And we'll be doing ourselves disservice. Because the work we are actually doing is actually a work to connect us with what the angel of Jesus is speaking through his servants for the edification of the body. So, some people say, I'm attending church. Why must I even be affiliated with ministry? The picture of the church that we have known is actually not the way God organizes the church. Are you understanding? That's not the way God organizes the church. Church is not a gathering where one man begins to, it's not showmanship of one man. It's not one man's empire. It's not denominationalism. The church is not an organization that just come, just belong to a member of the nation. And no, the church is a body growing up into Jesus. And the way Jesus blesses his church, by the sovereign will of election, he chooses one and sends him to the body. Blessed are you if you see that one. All of you must hear him. So, EGFM for us, amen. And our daddy and mommy, Reverend Kyrie and Mommy Oyegoke, are not only parents because they fathered our father. They are God's emissaries that God is using to sound and trumpet a message for the church. So, that you attend NLWG, thank God, I bless you, but you must hear them. It is necessary to, you can't say you will be confused if you receive the church, then reject them. Or if you claim to follow and yet despise their words. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, if you don't understand this ordination of God and how God arranged it, you will be coming to church, but you will not be connected to the source. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's why it is very, very imperative to follow. And when I say follow, it's not just attend meeting. Yes, it is necessary as you have opportunities. I know that said Ikorodu is far. But sincerely, there are people that are following from afar. You know, during convention, when I met Reverend Benjin, he said they follow an NWC message, follow a love seal, follow Eternal Life Embassy, follow a City Gate Church, follow Apostolic. He said they still listen to Ikorodu Church messages. He said before Sunday, I'm like, you still listen to this one? He said they listen to everyone. I said, Jesu. Now, that is from Bauchi. You, what did I even say you should listen to?
Just Lagos here. You are ready for. You say, yeah, because we say 3 hours in church. Or we say, because in the message that we, listen, what you have value for, you make time for. You know, there's nobody that has more than 24 hours a day. There's nobody that has what? But the things that you value, you make time for. If you value sleep, you say, nothing, I must rub my 10 hours of sleep. That's what you say. If you value professional qualifications, that's what you say. I can't sacrifice my professional qualification for anything. What you value, you make time for. So the things that you are your priority, you see that they don't suffer. Checking your social, responding on social media. You see that those ones never suffer. It's sometimes when we say give some excuse, it just shows us what are our actual priorities. And nobody, that is one equitable resource that God gave to every man equally. 24 hours, no more, no less. Now, what you do with your own actually now reflects what you are actually looking for. So, when you end up at the day and say, it's no time, they will now show you all the list of people who have the same 24 hours. And who are not even as close as you. But followed. You know, one of the things I do on Founder Stream, because I know I have a lot to cover up now. My wife was complaining the other day. I put it in time 1.5 or 2 points. I listened to twice the message in the time. My wife said, she can't listen. I said, it's not for you, it's for me. Go at your own pace. I go at my own pace. Because I have to finish it. I had to finish it. I'm fighting. It's my own. So I put in 1.5. No, for Pastor Tope that preaches fast, I can't go 2.0. If I put 2.0, I won't hear anything. So, but for Reverend that is very slow, I put 2.0. So I can cover a lot of ground in a short time. So so 4 hours message, I listen 2 hours. I'm saying, some people, they say, okay, YouTube, I just go. YouTube also has that facility. So, if you are not wise in following, but it is a resolve that made you do. Sometimes that thing can be in front of you, but because you are not resolved that you want to listen, that wisdom does not come. It does not open your understanding to it. And you keep complaining, before you listen to this, you will never start. But if you place value on it, one of the sayings, when there is a will, there is always a way. If you are willing, you would always find a way around it. Sometimes you can't do it. Download the transcript. A whole message, you can read the transcript in 20 minutes. So sometimes the message that is 4 hours, by the time they do the transcript, reading transcript is faster. It's a most of, yes! So there is no excuse that you didn't follow. If you can't listen, download transcript. Downloading, reading through a whole, sometimes the transcript about 6 or 7 pages, but in 20 minutes you read through it. And you will have followed the object, the art of the message. So sometimes it's because we are just lazy somewhere. We are just lazy somewhere. Either you are reading transcript or listening to the message raw, there is always a way for you. Some of us, the labor of the editorial to do the transcript and make sure that it's available. Some of us are just dumb. Some of us don't just want to read. We just, anything that look like book like this. I finished reading since 30. So whether eternal life, whether everlasting life, read is read. I don't want to read. But Bible says, blessed is he that readeth and they that keep the word. So you must read. Say read. Read. You must read. Read. It's value. When you just look at what is at stake is a everlasting life. Okay. Carry it. Carry your phone and start reading. Start reading. Start reading the transcript. Start reading the transcript. You'd help you. You discover that you can follow very well. Are you understanding? But you need to fight. Are you understanding? You need to fight. You need to fight. The discouragement that God, Satan just put, is plenty, it's plenty. Just leave it. But the challenge is also, sometimes the transcript doesn't come early. So, sometimes by the time the transcript comes out, so, you have to double your hustle. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Or double your labor. Amen. Then, Stadami touched on an important issue about expectation. Please, please, and please. I find that very, very pivotal to our obtaining everything. Bible says that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. If you are not expecting anything, you will not receive anything. Even when it lands on your laps, you won't see it. You will have lost it. Do you know that some people might have seen gold in their life and they didn't know? So, recently I was checking this thing online. Then I discovered that they were talking about some precious stones on the geological side. Then I discovered that some of these stones, I've seen them in Ilorin before. Do you understand it? Some of these stones, when we used to go and play, I've seen some of them. When they described, they showed the picture. I said, we have this thing in Ilorin. It was close to our site. But they are special stones. But because I wasn't looking for special stone, I didn't even know what I was playing with. Sometimes you don't, they are no value to me. So sometimes if you are not looking for something, you don't even know what has landed in front of you. That's what expectation does. When we come to meetings, and we have no expectation, treasures are offloaded most of the times. But we cannot relate with them. Not because those things are not good, but because somewhere the desire is flat in the heart. So she was talking about sometimes just coming with a desire that what was preached that I do not understand, Lord, mercy, let it be resolved. Or this nature, or this particular, just an expectation in the heart. Something you are trusting Jesus. But of course, we know that our expectations by reason of our hope are not carnal. They are not, and sometimes it is genuinely things that are touch our natural. Do you understand it? But we just want it to be resolved. And it's imperative to be able to receive of the Lord. Amen. Are we understanding? Now, that thing is very, very germane. If we don't take note about it, we will lose out. God will be blessing, but we can still be stranded in the midst of the blessing. Are we understanding? Amen. Now, the other part, which I also did mention in part, is the issue of laboring. I think it was Victoria that asked the question. The how tedious or complex the sequence of precepts can look, especially when it just looks cumbersome, when you have to say name of the Holy Ghost, name of the Son, the name of the Father, then the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Father, the mystery of God, and all the calibrations in it, and our first work, last work, faith, hope, charity, incorruptible, undefiled, faded not away. Now they are talking about body, they are talking about flesh and blood, they are talking about obedience, sacrifice, and you're like, can't you just obey? Can't you just be doing well? And just, no, it happens. If you are journeying truth, there's no time it has happened to you severally. Amen. And one of the things I really do appreciate is, I think it was Pastor Leke that first said it, and I really do appreciate it, that in the process of time, you have to get precept right. If you don't get precept right, you will never get lines right. Do you understand it? It's imperative that you get it right. But for growth, for to grow effectively, sometimes because we are all in the same class, amen? You know, we are all what? In the same class. So the people that are drinking milk and the people that they are taking everlasting life, they are all the same class. So sometimes it's as if I put LCD now, I'm now teaching, I now extract the curriculum of advanced calculus. It's like, is it in my lifetime that I will learn all these jargons? You know, some mathematics look like cobweb. When they draw everything, you're like, what's all these ones? Amen. Especially if you are doing what they call it? I've forgotten this. 5 by 5 this thing, matrix. Not 3 by 3 now. not 4x4. As large as a model as 5x5. You know that this one will die. Amen. You just see some confusion. Amen. So also when they are dividing doctrine, you're like, ah, no. You almost say, Emi Fagun ti working nearby. Just like, the boundary, the borders around this thing are just stretching. Are we actually sure? Are we sure the apostle actually taught all of these things? Are we sure that Jesus Christ really? Are we sure? Amen. But when we are learning masters, we don't ask those questions. Are you understanding? When a new professor propounds a new theorem and a new law and they include it in your curriculum, you don't ask that. When I started out, it wasn't there before. They just gave two people Nobel laureate for physics because they discovered the calculation of the star, of the forming of the nucleus of a star and how stars expire. And they now include it into your curriculum. You have to learn it. And they just propounded a theorem in 2023. But because the board of physics have accepted it, you now have to learn it to be able to advance in that career. And you don't argue. Because, in fact, you say that field, it is only, there are few professionals there. If I'll go there, I'll be the first in Nigeria. So, in fact, that's where I want to specialize. So, the most recent breakthrough in that field, you want to learn it for a hope that perisheth. But when breakthrough in light is coming, you say, are you seeing the way Satan constructed our soul? So, God expects us to be detailed with precepts and to follow through. Now, that's no offense to those of us that who are younger. Amen. That's no offense to those of us who are younger. I know that for those of us who are younger, realities, maybe what is even troubling is works of the flesh. Do you understand it? Works of the flesh. And the way everything is just thinking, sacrifice, obedience, body, and like, you know, come people body. I say, "Gongi, you know, job will be asho, sort of body, and sort of immortality. Don't come in here." Do you understand? We understand your struggles and your warfares. That's why you are also put under pastors who can relate with you at the level that you are, and then direct you to what to listen to and major in. While you follow the company and hear things, they can give you food that is particular to you, that can connect with that thing. Do you understand? Because there is a meal that can connect with that meal that will make it make sense. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There's a meal that you can connect. So you are not lost in the crowd. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You are not lost in the crowd. Because it is possible for a person to be lost in the crowd. Are you understanding it? It is very, very possible to be lost in the crowd. But you would only be lost if you are quiet. You'd only be lost if you are what? Quiet. If you are quiet. There are provisions available to actually connect us with where every one of us are going. Do you understand me? There are provisions to make sure that everybody is working. Some people, the Edward Cotty one is breakthrough. Call on Shah, 100,000 Shah Musha need. So all the things that you are praying in Revelation, Tebaman God don't shame me. 100,000. Now, do you know that God doesn't despise them? Even though God wants everybody raised be above that. But God doesn't despise them. And there is provision in what we are hearing to cater for that. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is provision in what? To cater for that. It's called faith towards God. So you may just need to a person to teach you, ask and receive. Ask and receive. And if you are here and because you are quiet and those things are not made, you know, you can get frustrated. When that need grip you very well, what? 3 weeks we have not seen you. What's happening? Sister, we have not seen you. I'm just busy. It's not that he's just busy. He's feeling that my need, nobody's addressing it. Nobody's addressing it. Whereas there is water. There is provision for it. But he just don't know how to connect with it. Doesn't know how to connect with it. Then, by the time you know how to connect with it, and they will now connect you with where you are or what you are looking for to where you should be going. You'll say, ah, I didn't know. Amen. But in the process of time, every one of us will understand the architecture of the life. Do you understand what I'm saying? We understand the architecture and the structuring of the life of God. Not for head knowledge, because I was saying, Pastor Moses, there is no way you can accurately interpret life if your hope is wrong. And your hope, the only way they correct your hope is by revelation. So the unbundling of precepts is to correct our hope. Let me show you. For example, you want to be immortal. You want to be incorruptible. Is that not so? But how will it happen? When Pastor began, initially they said incorruptibility is just living and abiding. Then they now start talking about the architecture of the body, flesh and blood, and offering and sacrifice. They are showing us how that thing will be fashioned. Now, that is defining a new hope. It's opening to your eyes what you have not seen before. Now, it is that hope that will redefine your walk. Until your eyes is open to see the hope, your walk can never be accurate. So that's why it is necessary for you to see the structure and the layers of truth accurately, because it affects your hope. For some of us, before we knew faith, hope, and charity, before we knew Holy Ghost, Son, then the Father, we just believe that obey, just obey, you get to heaven. But the light came and said that the obedience doesn't carry to. There are confirmations you have to be conformed into. Do you understand it? Then they showed you how you have to come into the name of the Holy Ghost. Then how you have to embody Christ. All of those are defining hopes. And those hopes now is not changing the way you walk. Because you know that there is more at stake, because something that you're either too oblivious of by doctrine, they have opened your awareness to it. So it is actually necessary that all these divisions, you must get it. Because if you don't get it, your hope somewhere is still war. When they say your hope is war, no, your hope is war. And that's what they call air. You do air, not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. So you must come to understanding of all those things. One of the things you can pray for, God, lighten my understanding. You know, the same way we used to lay our hands on our head when lecturer is teaching in school and we don't understand. Ah, cap, back, cap, I have the mind of Christ. How many of us did it? We thought mind of Christ is understanding physics. Amen. Praise the name. Oh, we say excellent spirit. And God allowed it. So, I think it's faith in the word. Amen. But as you now grow, you now discover that excellent spirit transcends comprehension of the natural. Are you understanding it? But we did not allow it to sleep. Lecturer was teaching, we did not just allow it to sleep, because we know that a lot is at stake. So also in the spirit, they are teaching, and they are teaching things that are eye sounding. And it's just like, because it becomes a lady by. I won't say anything. I'll just carry my bag. Escaper, Lomo. Because the one that I know, let me just continue to be doing it. At least God is not angry with me. Even if I'm better than most people. Even if I get to heaven today, I'm better than what? I'm better than most people. Look at my mommy. She's been a believer. She doesn't know half of the Bible I know. So what are we saying? Are we saying she's not going to heaven? I beg. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Are we understanding what I'm saying? But there is a labor. We must strive. What God is calling us to is the 1% of the 1%. It's called firstborn, first fruits. Do you understand it? What God is calling us into is what? Is the 1% of the 1%. It's called first fruit company. That's what God is calling us into. You know, recently I was checking a graph of wealth distribution in the United States. And I saw that the wealth distribution, the wealth of the 1% of the 1%, 1% of the 1%, that's 0.01%, have more than 30% of the wealth of US. Their wealth is over how many trillion? No, it's not just one, it's just a selected group of billionaires. But they are the ones that own more than 30% of the wealth of United States. Then it has, in that graph, it was showing that between 2020 and 2024, the 1% of the 1% have grown richer by more than 4%, while the lower bottom of 30% have gone poorer by more than 2%, even in the United States, showing that the wealthy are getting wealthier. The extra wealthy are getting wealthier. Now, this, my own interpretation to it, in the spirit also, in the spirit, the 1% of the 1% are also getting more enlightened.
Yeah.
You know, the riches of God are actually wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah.
So the people that God is calling unto himself also, light, the level of light that has broken out between 2020 and 2024 in the church, especially amongst the company, is being terrible. Phenomenal. So catching up with that level of revelation and light is labor. Now, a person can spend all his life trying to break through from lower level to middle class, then to first the wealthy. And he'll be striving to just change level, to just change level, to break, to change circles, estates in the natural. We also must labor to change estate in the spirit. If there are people that are entering this thing, I want to be numbered amongst them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I want to be numbered amongst them. I want to be numbered among. If God has left for us a provision, he said that some must enter into this rest. He didn't write their name. There's no name to it. He just says some. It's remaining that some must enter. I can write my name on that check. Do you understand it? If some people don't want, that's no, it's no problem. But me, that I have become aware and this grace is being advanced towards, I will labor. Say, I will labor. To be included in it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry. The last thing I wanted to talk about. Okay. Yes. Now, that's the last thing. In dealing with the allocation and administration of God, you see, there is the goodness of God and there is also what is severity. Hello? Say there is the goodness of God and there is his severity. I didn't hear you say there is the goodness of God and there is his severity. Now, Romans chapter 2 was talking about the Jews that they despise the goodness and the forbearance of God. God can forbear a lot, though, but God can also be severe. God can do what? But God can also be severe. I pray you will not see the red eyes of God. I pray. You see, grace, hyper grace. Say, a bridge that God is a loving father, and no doubt is he is. And sometimes even the Pope can acknowledge that God will not throw anybody, say that no, God will not throw anybody to hell. I pray you will not see the red eyes of God.
Amen.
The Lord had to say something, say that in some places, when it gets to some zones, I can kill a man that I ordained. Yes. I can do what? I can kill a man that I ordained. I can kill a man. I can kill a man. Why do you think our Baba Adeboye is like that here tomorrow? It was a warning that the Lord gave to him. Lucky 98. Or is it 98 or 95? Before that, he said, the Lord told him, he was praying on the beach. And the Lord told him to write his name on the beach. And he said, wipe it off. He said, that's how I will wipe away your memory from before man, if you get lifted up. No, if you receive that kind of warning, go and be lifted up. Go and be lifted up. Be lifted up. He said, that's how wipe away your memory. Nobody will ever remember that you ever existed because of the trust of the power God was going to deposit in him. You get to some zones, God will tell you, before you mess up, I will kill you myself. I will kill you. Not devil. I will kill you myself. I will kill you myself. This God that we are dealing with, he gets severity. I think Romans chapter 11. Romans 11, 22. Said, behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. Severity on towards on them that fell, severity. They didn't know. They were once beloved people. He's talking about the Jews. That God called my people. And God can still be very severe towards them. So, he's telling you not to take God for granted. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This same loving, caring, doting father. I'm good. I'm intrinsically good. Yes, he's good. But he's also a consuming fire. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He's also what? Don't let God turn. And God can turn. He can bear long. But the day he turns, nobody can beg him. No, nobody. Even, Pastor Mark was saying yesterday, even Moses, that says the Miguel, that hears him. Don't ever say that again. Samuel, that his words doesn't fall to the ground. When he was talking to God about Saul, God told him, forget about him. God is a prayer answering God, though, but he can tell you, don't pray about, he told again, don't ask about this one again. Don't ask about this one. I don't want to get it. I don't even want to smell it. I don't want to. God has a large heart. But don't let him give up on you. If God gives up on you, nobody. So we should fear. We should do what? We should fear. God has goodness, but he has severity. And it is good that we understand the two sides. If we understand only one side, we won't walk well. Our walk will never be sound. It's good that we understand the truth so that we, just like everybody wants to be a doting father, have a doting father. But when my son messes up, I show him red eye. Why? He needs everything to be stand where. Are you understand it? We must understand it. It is for our salvation, for our healing. Are we blessed today? Oh, can we just thank the name of the Lord? Can we just thank the name? I want us just.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.